Random House Audio presents As Texas Goes, How the Lone Star State Hijacked the American Agenda by Gail Collins. This is Gail Collins. Prologue. My fascination with Texas began rather suddenly. It was the spring of 2009. You will remember that was the season when the political right was failing to adjust to the idea of a President Obama. And there was Governor Rick Perry at a Tea Party rally in Austin, publicly toying with the idea that his state might consider seceding. It was quite a moment. Perry was standing behind a podium with a "Don't Mess with Texas" banner, wearing jeans, his trademark boots, and looking pretty damn ticked off. "Texas has yet to learn submission to any oppression, come from what source it may," he said, quoting the state's great founding father, Sam Houston. When Houston made that remark, he was definitely attempting to break away from the country to which Texas was then attached. "We didn't like oppression then, we don't like oppression now," Perry roared to the cheering crowd, some of whom were waving secede signs. It sure did sound like an Alamo kind of crisis. Their backs were to the wall. And, important point, this was just a rally about the stimulus package. It was perhaps the first time the rest of the country had taken notice of the fact that 21st century Texans did not necessarily consider the idea of breaking away to become a separate nation as, nuts. We non-Texans were somewhat taken aback. How long had this been going on? Was it something we said? "We've got a great union," Perry assured reporters after the rally ended. "There's absolutely no reason to dissolve it. But if